USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A new poll finds half of Americans believe President Trump the victim of a witch hunt. The new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in special counsel Robert Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans agree with President Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since last October by 10 percentage points to 28%. In other developments, Fox News hiring Donna Brazil, former chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In Dallas, Texas, former President George W. Bush welcoming immigrants to America at a naturalization ceremony at the Bush Institute. 50 people from 22 countries sworn in. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
51 immigrants became U.S. citizens during a naturalization ceremony at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas, Texas. Former President Bush has a reminder regarding immigration.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
Bush also tells the Dallas audience that the debate on immigration can get pretty sharp, and he also encouraged everyone to vote as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 65 points to close at 25,914, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A well-known scientist returning to host a pair of TV shows, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be returning to TV soon after National Geographic and Fox concluded an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct made against him by two women. Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Star Talk have been in limbo for months. Nat Geo launched the investigation after the website Patheos reported the two women had accused Tyson of inappropriate behavior. But now in a statement, National Geographic says the investigation's complete and we are moving forward with both Star Talk and Cosmos. Nat Geo and Fox declining to make any of the findings of their investigation public. It's unclear if Tyson will remain with the programs, either one of them, beyond their scheduled airings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA News for your health now. Here's John Clemens.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.